Good morning, everyone. It's the first Sunday of Advent. Happy liturgical New Year.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength and consolation of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your
spirit. Happy New Year. Today we begin the first Sunday of our liturgical, our church year. And this season, the first 2 weeks, are preparation for the final coming of Jesus Christ and final judgment. And the last 2 weeks are all about the preparation for the birth at Bethlehem. So as we enter into the mysteries today of this new year of grace for us, let us examine how we are people committed to truth in a broken and fallen world. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, to resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at Christ's coming, so that gathered at his right hand, we may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servant in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight, or at the cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Has anyone ever asked you to wake up? It's a kind of normal human thing, isn't it? We often ask those we love to wake up, especially when we have to get to work. Like this morning, I was supposed to celebrate to 7:30 this morning, and I woke up at 7:15. Oops! But Father Ramon was very merciful, so I'm here to celebrate with you. Yay! So our readings today are not far from the human experience. There is this watchfulness and readiness. The gospel we begin today, be watchful and alert. For what? Well, the other readings articulate what we are to be watchful and alert for. We are to be people who follow and are open to God's invitation to love. The people of Israel in the first reading were getting upset with God because they thought their yes to God would change everything. But they forgot that their yes to God had consequences, that they were to be in love with each other and respect each other. And central to the people of Israel is the welcome for the orphan, the widow, and for those who had no home, the immigrant. And when they fail to care for the widow, the children, and the immigrant, they seem to get into a lot of trouble. And that's where we meet them today. They're angry because they thought when they said yes to God, everything was going to be peaches and cream. But they forgot the consequences of that yes. which is certainly articulated when you think about the invitation in the second reading. What are the people who follow Jesus waiting for? A similar reality, a similar revelation of Jesus Christ. And these first 2 weeks of Advent, as I mentioned, in our liturgical year, focus on the final coming of Jesus. There's an awakeness. Why are we talking about getting ready for the final coming of Jesus? We're getting ready for Christmas. Hello? But there's a sense that if we are ready for the final coming of Jesus, then Christmas has a completely different meaning. If we're just celebrating getting ready for the birth of Jesus, which is very important, but if there's not this deeper anticipation of if we really want Jesus to come into the world, if we want God to take our flesh at Christmas, then what does that mean long term, before and after the birthday? Because the birthday is the day and the moment, right? But what does it mean if that birth of Jesus means I look at everyone different because my love of neighbor, for the Jewish person, the love of the widow, the child, and the immigrant? Where am I focused in my love as we begin this new year? And how does that lead me to the final promise of God's love? So when my mom was on hospice at home with me, about 4 months into hospice, she said to me, "When am I going to die?" I said, "Mom, I don't know. You're 94. You know a lot more than me." And she kind of chuckled and she said, No, you went to all that school." I said, "Well, Mom, I don't know. But I know it's probably a good time to look over your life." So over the next couple of months, we kind of went from her youth to 94. And we marveled at how God had used her as a mom, as a daughter, as a granddaughter, as a grandmother, as a friend and sister, in so many different relationships. We marveled at how in those moments, she always reflected on, was she doing enough? Could she do more? That's what today's readings are all about. Not just getting ready for the birth of Jesus, which is very important, but how am I ready to do more? How am I looking at my life as an instrument of transformation in our world? Because as we all know, you don't have to read the newspaper or listen to the news. The world's a mess right now. And we must be instruments of change and love so that when we go home, our family and our friends, our work environment, everywhere we are, is different because we are focused on something greater. We want love for all. We don't believe in enmity. We don't believe in meanness. We don't believe in naughty words. We believe in something greater. Then Christmas will mean something different. Because we become like Jesus in the world, bringing light where there is darkness. It's not an easy task, but it's the first Sunday of the new year, so we have a whole new year to get together and work it out. Let us pray that we may encourage one another, especially when we face physical, emotional, or intellectual challenges, because it's then most that we discover the revelation of God's love. Because it's my life at that point, not anyone else's, right? When I'm struggling, if others are there for me, I have a new sense of what it means to look into Jesus Christ. I have a new sense of the revelation of God's love. So, my friends, Happy New Year, and let us pray that as we embark upon this year, we may not harden our hearts, but we may open our eyes to see God's revelation that we are the ones who will help transform this world. We are the prophets that are revealed in the prophet Isaiah. Be watchful and be alert. Amen. Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray, for even now as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures eternally. through Christ our Lord. Always a joy to pray with you. Thank you for our celebration. And make sure we somehow don't do too much drinking today, since it's the first day of the new year, okay? But enjoy this new year of grace, and may we grow together in God's love, especially for those most vulnerable in our world. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.